And we are standing in the very place where this story is said to have occurred.
The door is just there.
And we're right in the middle of the Tower of London, aren't we? There is some ghostly banging, I should say, which is actually coming from a building site. But apart from that, we are quite alone. And
that's
if
right.
we were to be surprised, then this would be very much the kind of setting that you'd expect it to happen in.
Yes, it would. And, of course, the English are preoccupied with their past, as the Tower demonstrates. So it's almost as if England itself is haunted by time and haunted by the past. And that's one of the explanations why ghosts are so popular in English culture.
Peter, let's walk through the centre of the tower now. And as we walk, I want to ask you this. What is the enduring appeal of a story like the one you've just read?
It's a mixture of various elements. You have to remember that the English in particular have always been at the forefront of the ghost tradition. It's reported that some 70% of all ghost stories are written by English men and women.
70% of the whole world's ghost stories come from here.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
As the ravens send us on our way, they can probably hear them there in the background. What you say, in a sense, surprises me, because in so many other areas, the English are so phlegmatic and not that interested in the supernatural and not that impressed by things they can't see and feel. I mean, if you take philosophy, we're not famous for being romantic, and yet suddenly in this one area.
Yes.
Why is that?
It's the most extraordinary thing. It's something I tried to explore once in a book I wrote about the origins of the English imagination. There's a, as you say, a practicality and understatement, but it's combined with a sort of fierce attention to what we would consider to be the abnormal or the spiritual.
But that doesn't explain to me what it is about ghosts that has impressed the English when in so many other areas they are unimpressed. We are unimpressed by the supernatural and by things we can't explain.
Well, it's also, I think, got something to do with a certain residual guilt about the Reformation. Many ghosts are commonly supposed to be monks or nuns. And the rip or the tear in the spiritual life of the nation left a vacancy, a void, that could easily be filled by spiritual phenomena of a different kind. And I think that's one of the explanations.
Segment 1.
And we are standing in the very place where this story is said to have occurred.
The door is just there.
And we're right in the middle of the Tower of London, aren't we? There is some ghostly banging, I should say, which is actually coming from a building site. But apart from that, we are quite alone. And
that's
if
right.
we were to be surprised, then this would be very much the kind of setting that you'd expect it to happen in.
Yes, it would. And of course, the English are preoccupied with their past, as the Tower demonstrates. So it's almost as if England itself is haunted by time and haunted by the past. And that's one of the explanations why ghosts are so popular in English culture.
Segment 2.
Peter, let's walk through the centre of the tower now. And as we walk, I want to ask you this. What is the enduring appeal of a story like the one you've just read?
It's a mixture of various elements. You have to remember that the English in particular have always been at the forefront of the ghost tradition. It's reported that some 70% of all ghost stories are written by English men and women.
70% of the whole world's ghost stories come from here.
Apparently so.
Segment 3.
Apparently so.
As the ravens send us on our way, they can probably hear them there in the background. What you say, in a sense, surprises me, because in so many other areas, the English are so phlegmatic and not that interested in the supernatural and not that impressed by things they can't see and feel. I mean, if you take philosophy, we're not famous for being romantic, and yet suddenly in this one area.
Yes.
Why is that?
It's the most extraordinary thing. It's something I tried to explore once in a book I wrote about the origins of the English imagination. There's a, as you say, a practicality and understatement, but it's combined with a sort of fierce attention to what we would consider to be the abnormal or the spiritual.
Segment 4.
But that doesn't explain to me what it is about ghosts that has impressed the English when in so many other areas they are unimpressed. We are unimpressed by the supernatural and by things we can't explain.
Well, it's also, I think, got something to do with a certain residual guilt about the Reformation. Many ghosts are commonly supposed to be monks or nuns. And the rip or the tear in the spiritual life of the nation left a vacancy, a void, that could easily be filled by spiritual phenomena of a different kind. And I think that's one of the explanations.